My name is Katie Clairval, and I am 17 years old. Today is November 24th, 2017, and I'm speaking with my grandma, who is named Brenda Kamagaki. We are recording this interview in Parker, Colorado. Tell me about your marriage to Grandpa Richard.
Well, I met your Grandpa Richard when I was probably a sophomore in high school. I saw him again when we were both seniors in high school. We met first at a party of one of his best friend's house, and I talked with him then, but after that, I didn't see him till, like I said, we were about a senior in high school, and we started dating.
He went into the service, into the Air Force. When he had been in the Air Force about 2 years, we got married, moved to Fort Walton Beach, Florida, stayed there. We were both around 20 when we got married. That's pretty much it.
Okay. When did you know that your marriage to Grandpa Richard was not going to work out?
Well, me and your Grandpa Richard was married about 17 years. It was kind of a rocky marriage. We hung in there for probably about, I would say, 15 years. And then I happened to go to a trip to Hawaii. And I enjoyed myself so much that I came back and I asked your grandfather for a divorce because it was so relaxing, and I was just so happy when I was there. And it took probably about 4 years for us to get a divorce. So, yeah.
Did you do anything to try and save your marriage?
Well, I tried for several years of our marriage to save it, but it just got to the point that I knew there was nothing that could happen, possibly, that we would stay together. So we finally got divorced.
Were you sad when you got the divorce, or were you relieved?
I believe I was both. I was relieved because I wasn't married to him, but then I was really, really sad because it seemed like such a waste, you know, that I'd spent so many years with him and had two great kids and couldn't work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think marrying young affected the outcome of your marriage to Grandpa Richard?
Oh, yeah, I do. Because you don't have enough time to mature, and you change so much as you age. And what I saw in a person at a young age, I saw differently as I got older. I wouldn't advise anyone to marry at such an early age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you learn from your first marriage, and how has it influenced who you are today?
Well, I guess you would say I learned that you have to be yourself and you have to do things that make you happy also, as well as doing things that might make them happy. I become more independent. I learn to think on my own. Let's see, what else was it? I think it helped me learn what type of person I would want to be married to in my next marriage and what I wouldn't want to if I did marry again.
How has your previous marriage affected and shaped the person you are today? Just like, well, the same kind of?
Yeah, it was the same. It just, like I said, I've become more independent. I had a higher esteem of myself, and found more of what type of person that I really am.
Do you think you benefited from, like, your divorce then, like,
sure,
as a person?
Sure.
I do. I have two wonderful children, and now I have two wonderful grandkids. And if anything had been different, I might not have them. So, yes, I do think I benefited.
That's good. Mm-hmm. How did you meet Peepaw? Tell me about your first date or, like, how you met him.
Well, I actually met him in Kona, Hawaii. I was there visiting, and we met actually at a club. And I went with two other coworkers there, and my best friend kept in touch with your grandfather for a year or so. Mm-hmm. And she had said, when you go back to Hawaii, look up your grandfather and look up Earl. Mm-hmm. and go out to have dinner with him. And so that's just kind of how it started. You know, we had dinner, and then we kept corresponding with each other from Nashville to Hawaii, and just become really good friends first before we even thought about getting married.
Was it hard to correspond things since you were in one state and he was in a different state?
Not a bit.
Okay.
Not a bit.
How did you know Peepaw was the one you wanted to marry?
Well, I didn't at first, but I became good friends with him. And as time passed on, I saw what a kind person he was and how wonderful he was to me. And it just didn't take much, you know, and I decided he was the person I wanted to be with the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How did your previous marriage to Grandpa Richard affect your decision to marry Peepaw?
Well, it really didn't affect it, because what I had looked for my first marriage and what I had looked for in a man my second marriage were totally different things. Well, I guess you could say it did affect it somewhat. And I just decided that he was the person that I wanted to be with.
How has Peepaw influenced you as a person?
He's made me more independent. He's always praised me, so he's helped my self-esteem quite a bit. There's just many ways. It's hard to sit and think about it right now. He's probably listening to this right now, so I have to be careful. I guess that's it.
Okay. Who has had the greatest influence on your life, and what life lessons did they teach you?
Oh my goodness. The most influence.
Yeah.
It was probably a doctor I worked for in Nashville, because he always kind of guided me and showed me that I was capable of more things than what I thought I was. Mm-hmm. He was always there to support me, and I think he caused me to change probably more than anybody in my life did. So,
mm-hmm. What kind of doctor was he like? What did he do?
He was an ophthalmic plastic surgeon.
I don't know what that is.
I know. he did surgery just pertaining to the eyes.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. And like trauma, mm-hmm. Nucleations, blowout fractures like you had, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Pretty much that.
What are some important life lessons that you have learned throughout your life?
That if you like yourself, other people will like you. Mm-hmm. That you have to be your own person. As a woman, you have to learn how to be independent and not depend on a man.
Mm-hmm.
And not meaning it that you shouldn't depend on a man somewhat, but you have to learn how to take care of yourself. Probably that. I can't think right now. Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Do you have any regrets from your life, or do you have anything that you wish you would have done differently?
No, not really any regrets. I wish that I would have continued my education. That's been one of my downfalls in my life. So that's why I always encourage my kids and my grandkids to go to college.
Yeah.
Because I think it's so important. And since I never went to college, I really deeply regret that.
If you did go to college, what would you specialize in?
That's a good one. I don't know, to tell you the truth. Probably
I would probably be an attorney or a politician.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I would see that really well.
Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
What advice would you give to people? Like, just overall.
Overall advice? Yeah. To be yourself. Make sure when you do things, they're things that won't hurt you in the long run.
Yeah.
Like marrying the wrong person. But then sometimes you have to do that to find out you married the wrong person. So I really don't know. Get a good education. Learn to stand on your feet. And most of all, to like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
All right.
I think that's it. Thank you for interviewing with me today, Mima.
Oh, you're very welcome. How much time?